put his words. No. 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 1. It says, if I speak all language, if I speak tongues of men and angel, and do not love as God does. You know, the definition of love is not the preference we show to people that do what we like, or people, no. It's the expression of God's kind of love, okay? Now, he said, if I speak, because we're rounding up fruitfulness this month, but we are not ending it as in functionality in our lives. Please. It does us a lot of good if we listen. Amen? Because faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Praise the Lord. Because we speak in tongues does not mean we are matured in God. As a matter of fact, the Bible says, speaking in tongues is a sign not for the believer, but for the unbeliever. If you go to 1 Corinthians chapter 14, because somebody speaks in tongues does not make him a matured Christian, but he's needed to mature. Are you here? I'm not downplaying it at all. It's doubtful if anybody will grow well in Christ if he does not speak often in the Holy Ghost. 1 Corinthians 14:18. Paul said there, I thank my God I speak in tongues more than you all. Okay? But we are going somewhere today in relating to being fruitful. So 1 Corinthians chapter 13 says, if I speak with the tongues of men and angel, but do not love. One of the most lightly understood word in the Christian, in the Bible, is faith and love. Faith and love. And we often think it's simple. If you also want to talk about faith now, somebody can just take off his shoes and relax and say, okay, oh, shift is faith. There is nothing. If I don't say it, somebody can say, wake me up when they finish. Not knowing that without faith, it is impossible. And there is no time God brings us a word that we don't need. Are you here? So you cannot have so learned God that God will bring you a word, and God would not. There will be no need for that word. Praise the Lord. For Bible says He sent His word, and His word healed them. So the word of God has sent word. Now see what the scripture says here. It says, if I speak in tongues of men and of angels, but do not have love, I am only a resounding gong and a clanging cymbal. I have no proof of growth or proof of maturity. Let's go on. He said, if I have the gift of prophecy and can fathom all mysteries and all knowledge, and if I have the faith that can move mountains, but do not have love, I am nothing. Praise the Lord. Go on to verse 3. If I give all I possess to the poor and give over my body to hardship that I may boast, but do not have love, I gain nothing. Okay. Now, where does love spring from? 1 Timothy chapter 1 verse 5. 1 Timothy chapter 1 verse 5. What I told you not to forget is that the proof of Christian maturity is love. The proof of Christian maturity is love. See what the scripture says here. It says the goal, can we see it in NIV and KJV? So that it said, now the end of the commandment is charity. Listen to this. The end of the commandment is not as if you are counting 1 to 10 and 10 is the end of it. No, the purpose is what he's talking about here. The essence of the commandment. Praise the Lord. Yeah. The end of a thing, the purpose, the idea, the motive, what we seek to achieve by the commandment is charity. Out of what? A pure heart. And of a good conscience and of faith unfeigned. From which some, having swerved, have turned aside unto vain jangling. Desiring to be teachers of the law, but are not matured. Understanding neither what they say, nor whereof they are firm. Praise the Lord. The proof of Christian maturity is love. And the Bible says here, the love grows out of what? A pure heart. 1 John chapter 4. 1 John chapter 4, verse 7. He says, beloved, let us love one another, for love is of God, and everyone that loveth is born of God, and does what? Yeah. Now, we grow in God as we know more of God. And that's why love is the proof of growth or maturity in God. He said, but let us love one another, for love is of God, and everyone that loveth is born of God, and knoweth God. Go on. He that loveth not, knoweth not God, for God is love. Go on. In this was manifested the love of God towards us, because that God sent his only begotten Son into the world, that we might live through him. Verse 10. Herein is love, not that we loved God, but that he loved us and sent his Son to be the propitiation for our sins. Beloved, if God so loved us, we ought also to love one another. We've been talking about being fruitful. The heart, remember he says in that 1 Timothy chapter 1 verse 5, he said, love out of where? A pure heart. Yesterday, if you look at our scripture reference today and yesterday, they're actually the same thing, and the write-up is also the same thing in the bulletin. In 1 John, in Psalm 67, verse 5, it says, let the people praise thee, let the people praise thee, O God. In verse 6, it says, then shall the earth yield her increase. In 1 Timothy chapter 1 verse 5, it says, charity out of a pure heart. During the course of the study also, we learned how we are seen as trees in the sight of God. Now, in Luke chapter 8, the Bible talked about, let's start from verse 12. Luke chapter 8 from verse 12. Let's roll back to verse 10. This is the story of the sower. He said, and he said unto them, unto you is given to know the mysteries of the kingdom of God. The mysteries, not the miseries. Praise God. The mysteries of the kingdom of God. But to others they are in parables, that seeing they might not see, and hearing they might not understand. So when in the kingdom of God, God sees us as trees bearing fruits. there is something God represents as the seed and the earth. He said, and the earth shall yield her increase. What is this earth yielding her increase? Look at the next verse, verse 11. It says, now the parable is this. The seed is the word of God. Let's go to verse 15. But the seed, when he said that, is refreshing the seed. On the good ground or the good earth are they which in an honest and good heart. So like the tree planted on a good earth, so our heart is the earth upon which the seed grows. Now, 1 Timothy chapter 1 verse 5 says, charity out of a pure heart. Give God a hand clap. Now, if the ground or the heart is not pure or good or honest, it won't bring forth fruit. Now, light out. This is where we need a lot of reflection so that we can be found fit for God as a fruitful tree. Now, see what the scripture says here. It says, but that on a good ground are they which in an honest and a good heart, having received the seed. You remember verse 11 says, the word is the seed of the word is the seed. Having heard the word, keep it and bring forth what? Fruit with patience. My dear brother and sister, the proof of our fruitfulness is the fruits that are born out of a good and a pure heart. Let's go back to 1 Timothy chapter 1 verse 5. 1 Timothy chapter 1 verse 5. It says, now, what God is seeking to achieve by all the commandments. Let's use that. He said, now the end of the commandment is charity. Like a tree or fruit born out of the earth. Galatians 1:22. The fruit of the Spirit is what? Did you see that here? The fruit of the Spirit is Galatians chapter 5. Sorry, verse 22. The fruit of the Spirit is love. Now, the scripture is saying, 1 John chapter 1, verse 5, this fruit is born out of what? A pure heart. Now, that is our fruitfulness. Praise the Lord. The fruit of the Spirit. Let's go back to Luke chapter 8, verse 12. In verse 12, the Bible begins to share with us different types of soil, or different types of earth, or different types of heart. Praise God. I hope my accent is helpful. He says, those that the seed that fall by the wayside are they that hear, then cometh the devil and taketh away the seed sown where? In the heart, which is the earth. Praise the Lord. And the earth shall bring forth an increase. Psalm 67 verse 6. And the earth shall bring forth an increase. Now, this earth or heart cannot bring forth anything because the devil came and took it out. So love out of a pure conscience cannot exist here. Why? Because the seed was what? Taken away. Give God the hand clap. Now, that Christian cannot claim maturity. You remember we said the proof of Christian maturity is love. So that person cannot claim Christian growth or maturity. Or let's put it this way, it won't be fruitful. Look at the next one. They on the rock are they which, when they hear the word, receive the seed with joy. But these have no roots. Have you heard about somebody being short-fused? He has no patience. You remember in verse 15, he said he bring forth fruit with patience. So no, I don't have patience for this. Then the person can have maturity. But these have no roots, which for a while believe, and in a day of temptation, they fall away. Or the day the word is tried, cannot bring forth fruit. Look at the next one. That which fell among thorns. You know, when we finish, by the time we go on, let's go and, you know, cultivate our us or our heart so that we can bring forth. Amen. Say, I won't fail. It will bring forth. A lot of things corrode the word of God such that it doesn't allow you to grow. Association can do. Fear of what the other person will say can do. Respect of persons can do that. Prior experiences can do that. But see what the Bible says concerning this earth. It said that which fell among thorns are they which, when they have heard, go forth and are choked with cares and riches and pleasures of this life, and bring no fruit to perfection. If anytime we hear something, there is a coloration, you know, like if your sunshade is colored, you will see everything by that color. How many people know that? Praise God. Now, it will not allow us to grow or be fruitful. Thank God for the testimony of our sister. She really need to like look away from what anybody else or however this thing will turn out to allow the word of God grow. Is the word fruitful today or not? Yeah. And she has a testimony in the name of a child that the word of God is what? Why? Because her heart allowed the word to grow. He said, and that which fell among thorns are they which, when they have heard, go forth and are choked with cares and riches and pleasures of this world. Did they allow it? There was too much competition with the word of God. There is no time we grow in God that we don't grow in love, because the fruit of the Spirit is love. Our being fruitful. He said, and bring no fruit to perfection. So when God comes and visits our earth, is actually visiting our heart. Did the word allow? You see, if you don't do what the word of God says, you cannot bear the fruit that accompanies it. Praise the Lord. But see the next one. But that on good ground are they which, in an honest and good heart, having heard the word, do what? Keep it. The word keep it does not only mean retain it, but allow it. Praise the Lord. When you keep the garden, you take away the weed out of it. You take away things that can compete with it from allowing it to grow. You doubt your doubt, but you let the word of God take effect. He said, when you do that, you will bring forth fruit with patience. That patience there is the maturity of the tree. It's the maturity of the tree. If you really want to reap and harvest, you have to be what? Patient. Because the tree is not going to grow at your speed. Praise God. You cannot expect to farm cocoa today, and then because you don't see any fruit in 3 years, you say no. It's a perennial tree, but you have to allow it to grow with patience. If you go and uproot it and say, you know what, I don't want this, I have corn, you won't be as rich. Praise the Lord. Our heart is the soil upon us, the earth upon which the word of God is sown, that we may bring forth fruit. So quickly, let's look at some of the types of fruit that we can bring forth. Praise the Lord. The first one is the fruit of our lips. For out of the abundance of the heart, the most important fruit can easily relate with is the fruit of the lips. Proverbs chapter 13 verse 2. Please, let's allow the word of God. It will mature, it will nourish and mature us. It says, a man shall eat good by the fruit of his mouth. So there is a fruit of our mouth, but that fruit is a product of the seed we allow to grow upon our earth, or put it this way, is our fruitfulness. But the soul of the transgressor shall eat violence. I shared at the earlier service, I said, any violent escalation of any situation is a product of what is said. Praise the Lord. Amen. If you keep your mouth, you will keep your life. That's what the next verse says, verse 3. He that keepeth his mouth, keepeth his life. But if you insist, you will say everything that is in your heart. There's no way you will like the fruit that you eat by it. Don't brag by saying I gave him a piece of my mind, because that has created a lot of trouble. Lighthouse, are you here? Let's learn. Otherwise, we will not like the fruit that we bear. Or it will not be good fruit. Bible says a fool uttereth everything in his mouth, but a wise man leaveth it until after later. Proverbs chapter 29. You should know how to hold it until after later. Let's go there. Proverbs chapter 9. Because it's good we get it. These are fruits that are product of what is sown in our heart. Verse 11. Proverbs chapter 29, verse 11. He said, a fool uttereth all his mind, but a wise man. He didn't say he keeps quiet all the time. He didn't say he won't say it, but at least he keepeth it. It's all right. The fruit that is sown, the seed that is sown on good soil, that's where love also bear fruit. When we say it in love, we reap the harvest of righteousness. Praise the Lord. You know, you can live your life without having a fight, because a soft word will do what? Turn away wrath. Please, let's do this. It will help us a lot in Jesus' name. Hebrews chapter 12. Hebrews chapter 13 from verse 12. Hebrews chapter 13 from verse 12. It says, wherefore also, that he might sanctify the people with his own blood, suffered without the gate, let us go forth thereunto him outside the camp, or without the camp, bearing his reproach, that is suffering the same thing he suffered. For we have no continuing city, but we seek one to come. By him, talking about Jesus, therefore, let us offer the sacrifice of praise to God, how often? That is what? The fruit of our lips, giving thanks to his name. So the fruit of our lips is a typical fruit that God we can bear. Proverbs chapter 31 verse 16. We also have the fruit of our hands. The fruit of our hands. All of these are born out of the seed that is sown in our heart. Let's start from 14. It says, she is like the merchant ship. She bringeth her food from afar. She riseth also while it is yet night, and giveth meat to her household, and a portion to her maiden. She was talking about the virtuous woman. She considered a field and buyed it. With what? With the fruit of her hands, she planted a vineyard. There is something that motivates her to do that. It's a seed that is sown in her heart. Praise the Lord. When that seed is sown on a good and pure heart, it brings forth fruits that is rich and blessing. A good and a pure heart. In strength, in that place we read in Psalm 67, it said, then shall the earth yield and increase, and God shall bless our land. The fruit of the hand. When we have the word of God sown into our heart, it inspires what our hands do. It directs it. It cautions it. It enriches it. We also have the fruit of repentance. These are fruits that are born out of a good and a conscious heart, and a good and a pure heart. Recognizing when we are wrong and admitting it. Quick to repent. Luke chapter 3 from verse 6. Luke chapter 3 from verse 6. It says, and all flesh shall see the salvation of God. Then said he to the multitude that came forth to be baptized of him, O generation of vipers. This was John the Baptist speaking here. Who hath warned you to flee from the wrath to come? Bring forth therefore fruits worthy of what? Of repentance. It's part of product of a good and honest heart. Not to find it difficult to apologize if you are wrong. Praise the Lord. Bible calls it fruit worthy of repentance. When we bear fruits like this, it makes us a fruitful tree. And you know, if the tree is not fruitful, it's not bringing forth the right fruit, what would they do to it? We cut it off. We will not be cut off in Jesus' name. These are products of a seed sown on a good and so how the soil takes the seed is key so that it can bring forth fruits. We also have fruits of righteousness. fruit of righteousness. This is also what a good and pure heart brings forth. Philippians chapter 1, from verse 6. Philippians chapter 1 from verse 6. He said, being confident of this very thing, that he which hath begun a good work in you, I'm sure you remember we talked about that last week, will perform it unto the day of Jesus Christ. Even as it is meet to me, to think this of you, because I have you in my heart, inasmuch as in my bonds, and in the defense and the confirmation of the gospel. Ye all are partakers of my grace. Go on to verse 8. For God is my record, how greatly I long after you, you all in the bowels of Jesus Christ. And this I pray, that your love may abound yet more and more in knowledge and in all judgment. And we said, we learned in the first service, that we cannot grow in judgment if we are not growing in knowledge. We cannot truly conclude on a subject about which we lack knowledge. Job chapter 38, verse 1 to 3. Job 38, verse 1 to 3. God was speaking to Job here. He said, then the Lord answered Job out of the wild wind and said, who is this that darkness? Can we see it, NIV? See that. He said, who is this that obscure my plans with words without knowledge? Brace up yourself like a man. I will question you and you answer me. And God began to ask him questions from this point up to Job 41, the last verse there. In Job chapter 42, Job recognized his error and he said, he's like a beast before God. Then Job replied to the Lord, I know that you can do all things. No purpose of yours can be thwarted. You asked, who is this that obscure my plans without knowledge? Surely it was I. I spoke of things I did not understand, things too wonderful for me to know. But as we grow in knowledge, we grow in judgment. Look at verse 4. You said, listen now, and I will speak. I will question you, and you shall answer me. Verse 5. My ears have heard you now, but now my understanding is enriched. My eyes have seen you. Now, when we grow in knowledge and judgment, see the outcome of it. Philippians chapter 1. Verse 10. So that you may be able to discern what is best and may be pure and blameless for the day of Christ. Filled with the fruit of what? Righteousness. That comes through Jesus Christ to the glory and the praise of God. I want us to reflect heavily on this as a standard or process for bearing fruit. We bear fruit unto righteousness. Our righteousness increases or multiplies. We continue to do what is right all the time. We yield more fruit unto righteousness. We are doing more things accurately. We are doing things correctly, rightly. Why? Because we increase in knowledge. And that is helping our fruitfulness. Can we see it in the KJV, student? Be filled with the fruits of righteousness, which are by Jesus Christ, unto the glory and praise of God. Is the temperature here born of fruit of righteousness? It looks like it's no longer right. Praise the Lord. Sorry, I'm just saying. I don't mean to upset anything. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. The fruit of righteousness. So when our heart is pure and great, good, honest, it brings forth fruit. The first one we talked about is the fruit of our lips, the fruit of our hands, the fruit of repentance. You see, I mean, thank God, one of our sisters came here this morning and she said, there's something God said she should do on yesterday, and she left doing it. She said, God, I'm sorry. That's a fruit right there. Ability to recognize something to do and correct it is a fruit. Praise the Lord. But the best and the height of all of it is the fruit of the Spirit. The fruit of the Spirit. Galatians chapter 5, verse 22. And this is, and you know, an immature tree cannot truly bring forth. And this is where we emphasize the fact that the proof of our Christian growth or maturity is love. He said, but the fruit of the Spirit is love. It's also part of the fruit we yield and we bear. Joy, peace, long suffering. And notice, all of this, he didn't say the fruit of the Spirit are. It means joy is the capsule that has all of these other things in it. Praise the Lord. And that's a product of the knowledge of God. For he that loveth does what? Knoweth God. And he that loveth not knoweth not God. That ye may abound, that your love, that ye may grow in knowledge and in judgment. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Against such there is no law. Listen to that. Against such there is no law. What does 1 Timothy 1:5 say? The end of the commandment, the purpose of the commandment is to achieve this. Now, the scripture is saying here, if you have this, then there is no law. Because you fulfill the purpose of the law. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Let's go back to 1 Timothy chapter 1 verse 5. Now see what the scripture says there. In fact, in that scripture, if you go down, as we will do, it is said that the law is not made for the man who is right. Why? Because it has matured. Now the end or the purpose of the commandment is charity out of a pure heart and a good conscience, and of faith unfeigned. Go on to verse 6. From which some, having swerved, have turned aside unto vain jangling, desiring to be teachers of the law, understanding neither what they say nor whereof they affirm. But know that the law is good if a man use it lawfully. Knowing this, that the law is not what? But for the lawless and disobedient. Why? Because the righteous man has fulfilled all the law. But for the lawless and disobedient, for the ungodly and for sinners, for unholy and profane, for murderers and fathers, and murderers of mothers, for man slayers. We mature when we love, when we experience, when we're able to bear, and that should be our goal, to bring forth the fruits. Our goal, our speaking in tongues, the manifestation of the gift of the Spirit and all of that, they should in effect, reveal the love of God, reveal the maturity of the saint. Praise the Lord. You know, put us in a situation whereby we become redemptive, because when we partake of that fruit, When we bear that fruit, everybody who partake of that fruit become redeemed. Praise the Lord. Now, the other side also is very true. If the fruit of our lips is not good, for instance, when people partake of it, that won't be a good fruit. The fruit of our hand also. Somebody came to the restaurant, forgot his money on the table, and the waiter saw it and said, "Oh, the Lord has just blessed me today." No, that's a bad fruit. Praise the Lord. The proof of Christian maturity, the growth, the proof of Christian maturity is love. But where does it come from? Luke chapter 8, verse 15. But they on the good ground are they which in an honest and good heart, having heard the word, keep it and bring forth fruits with patience. As we conclude, let's make this our greatest goal. Let the word of God grow upon the soil of our heart, and let it bring forth fruits that are strong in redemption, reflecting God. Praise the Lord. So that those who partake of it will be redeemed in it. Let's stand up on our feet. Praise the Lord. Lord, I give my heart. Let my heart be changed, renewed, flowing from the grace that I found in you. Lord, I've come to know the weaknesses I see in me will be stripped away.